Here is by Louise Nevelson, one of the giants of 20th century American art. Mrs. Nevelson, now 84, continues to be one of the most prolific and praised of all living sculptors. Her huge and innovative works are on display in many American cities, and now this book, Nevelson's World by Gene Lippmann, has been issued, an immense and beautifully made retrospective of her life and work. Here are 150 of her finest works covering the entire span of her life's creations in plexiglass, stone, metal, plus paintings and drawings. One of her most famous creations is the chapel in St. Peter's Lutheran Church in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. And it was here in this chapel that I spoke to Louise Nevelson.
It is well known that Louise Nevelson's favorite color is black. Tell me about black.
Say you take 10 objects, and they'll be different colors, red, green, yellow, whatever. And you take black, and black makes an aristocratic statement. And it stands out, and it has a dignity.
If black is all colors, is white the absence of color?
No, it isn't. White isn't absent, and there are a million whites too, you see. You just look around, you aren't really seeing all white because the light is already affecting it. Then you look over there, there's a shadow, look at over there. That's all, it's a gray. There's no such thing as just white or just black or just anything.
One of the things that is very important to Mrs. Nevelson is how her work is displayed. One of her pieces is called Frozen Laces One, and she is especially pleased with the way this looks in a downtown plaza in Houston, Texas.
They were quite nervous, Mrs. Nevelson. I don't know how you're going to like it. Well, when we drove up, I was overwhelmed with delight, because instead of confronting a piece frontal, they had placed it like a silhouette, and where you saw more and more of the open spaces and the laces. And also it was far enough away from the building that you could walk around it. And I don't think a piece of mine has ever been better placed.
There was a period in your life, if 30 years can be called a period, in which you didn't sell anything. Did you ever consider throwing art over and trying to make a living in a different way?
I was too dumb. I didn't know any other way. I mean it. I didn't work. You see, I went to school and I married out of school. So I wasn't equipped. I didn't know. I was brought up to know art. So I didn't know, you know, like a horse has blinders. I saw the world one way. I never said I'm brilliant and I could do this and do that. I studied other things to free myself and loved it too. But I wasn't that versatile in other ways.
So you had to stick with art because you felt art was the only thing you knew and it was your passion besides?
It was my life.
I'm always impressed with people who have great creativity at advanced ages, like Casals and Rubinstein and Verdi writing operas in his 80s. Feel you still are at the height of your power, or do you think your creative powers are waning?
Well, when you reach this point that you have gone through so much and you have so much experience that you find ways of achieving the same objectives while in youth you walk, at this age you can dance.